When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hymns for the Road is a fiction podcast that often takes place inside a moving vehicle. Listener discretion is advised while driving. General content warnings are listed in the show notes.
Well, this is going to be a tough one, ain't it?
We're not really going in there, are we?
Wait. Why is it so big?
That thing is staying upright through the power of the devil.
Okay, y'all. Focus.
I really don't want to go in there, Silver.
We need gas, Copper.
We need drinking water.
You don't have to come inside, but I'm going.
I don't want to stay out here by myself. There are people out there.
Either people or folk. One of the two.
We're all going in. Glass, give me your hand.
I think we might need more than a connection sigil in a place this big.
It'll be better than nothing. Copper, yours?
Silver draws their sigil on the back of everybody's hand. I think about how many times it's kept us all together. And I look up at that huge, impossible building and wonder what kind of place it'll take to break the sigil. Watch when we get in there and find out that your marker is the color of their rival giant truck stop.
Our marks start a turf war.
Stop.
Sorry.
Everybody ready?
Ready.
Ready.
What do you think the truckers look like up close?
Amber.
Fine, I'll stop.
Now won't you hear me singing? Hear the words that I'm saying. Wash my soul with water from on high. Why the world loves love is around me, even forced to bind me. But oh, if you leave me, I will die. You hold me in the bosom till the storms of my life is over. Oh, rock me in the cradle of our love. Only feed me till I want no more. Then you take me to your blessing.
Looming up in front of us is this, building. Like an inverted pyramid fractalizing out of the ground, right? Dozens and dozens of gas station buildings built on top of and in and over and through each other. Some of them sideways, some of them upside down, all of them lit up from the inside in faded shades of orange, red, and yellow. It's like if you grew a tumor from a set of walls and windows. They have showers?
Probably have those weird little restaurants, too.
Probably a lot of them. Look how big it is.
How do you think you get up to the top?
Somebody's looking at us.
Don't look back at them, Copper. It'll be okay.
There are so many people here.
They all look so much like humans.
What do you think they've got in all those semi-trucks?
They've got...
Don't give them any ideas.
To the owner of the... You left your lights on.
Whoa. From the outside, it looks like the inners are all disconnected. A bunch of separate buildings mashed together like the interior walls are overlapping and turning the inside into a plaster and concrete maze. But it's not that simple. The whole inside is open, or it feels that way. Somehow, I can see all of it from where I stand in the doorway. The shop items and counters and slot machines, sometimes sideways and upside down. People walking through them like one of those posters with all the staircases. There are walls in here, I can tell. But I can see through most of them too. It's like a whole city in here. Look. You can see all the way up.
Cool.
Everyone looks so normal.
Look who's manning the counter, copper.
What? So they are running the place, but everybody else is... what?
Humans?
We shouldn't assume that.
But why would folk be buying food from other folk?
Now, a lot of things about how they work that we don't understand.
Excuse me?
Hmm?
Hey, you have a nice operation
don't
here.
Don't touch me.
Not very friendly.
Why did you do that?
I wanted to know what's going on in this place.
Do any of these people look like they want to talk to you?
They absolutely do not.
Let's just get what we need and get out.
I kind of want to explore.
No.
Why not? We're marked together anyway, so we're not going to get lost.
Because we don't know how big this place really is. We stay together.
Hey, new guys.
I'll take care of this one.
Uh-huh.
You look a little lost. Do you need a tour?
I don't think I'm quite sure.
Are you trying to parse out if I'm in a house? Is that why you're rhyming? Because I'm not. Not high enough on the ladder, they say. Maybe one day I'll get promoted, but it sure isn't today.
Oh, no, I don't think we'll need a tour.
Please, I know this place can be overwhelming. My name's...
What?
Oh, sorry. Old habits. Somebody's already claimed the real one, see? You can call me, Timothy.
Great to meet you, Timothy.
I won't ask what yours are. Don't worry. Follow me. I'll show you how everything works.
Sounds excellent.
Timothy smells like cheap aftershave. It's so strong it even stands out from the oily, metallic smell of the truck stop city. Which is saying a lot, because it's even smellier than it is loud.
There are 50 buildings in the truck stop. That's the best way to understand it.
And there are showers?
Every time you come back here, you get one shower for free. You have to pay for anything past that.
We appreciate you doing all this for us.
Really? You don't need to do that. I'm doing you a favor.
I know, but...
I insist. How about that? Now, if you refuse, you're being rude. I know how the rules work, too. You seem pretty attached to them.
Oh, they are.
They make a good point, Silver. We wouldn't want to be rude.
You just want to explore.
Correct.
Oh, it's a great place to explore. Look, over here, this is the best place to eat.
But it's empty.
Exactly. It smells weird in there, so everybody avoids it. Everybody except me. I traded my sense of smell for tinted windows in my truck, and now I get it all to myself.
Does that make it difficult to eat?
Sure does, but it's a small price to pay for no more critters looking in through my windows at night.
One day I'll scrounge up something to get it back.
So you're a trucker?
Couldn't tell from the hat?
Can I ask you a question?
You can ask me whatever you want. Off the squirrely bunch, you know that?
What do you do?
We take trailers from one point to another.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. That's one of the first things you learn. Not to ask. Anyways, my boss wants things moved across the land, wherever that might be today, and I move them. And in return, I get a truck to sleep in, and this place to resupply, and free gas, so long as I'm hauling.
You really are human.
Just as human as any of you are.
Wait. So you're serving... One of the folk?
See? Even you're curious. And yes, although I won't tell you who. Bad luck, you know. But lots of our friends employ people here.
You drive trucks in exchange for your life.
Basically, and we can only talk to other drivers with the same boss. And even then, barely any of us are here at the same time.
Sounds like it sucks.
It's not so bad.
But if you can only talk to other drivers with the same boss as you, how are you talking to us?
And outsiders. We could talk to outsiders too. How else would they find new truckers, huh? Anyways, come with me. I've got more to show you. See that door?
Uh-huh.
That goes all the way to the top. That's where you make the big trades. Where you go to get promotions and tinted windows and such.
Sounds like promotions aren't a good thing.
They're not, but when you have to choose, they're better than some other options.
What other options?
Well, the... Excuse me, you said a little too much there.
Are you good? You look kind of green.
I'm good. Nothing to complain about. I'm alrighty. Enough of that. Why don't we go get you supplied up? That's why you're here, ain't it?
It sure is. Let's go get those supplies. I don't want to sound mean, but after just a few minutes around Timothy, I can tell they don't have a sense of smell. It's probably a good thing they're alone in a truck cabin most of the time. There's a general cloud of body odor and aftershave following them around. Silver looks anxious, but no more anxious than usual, which means we're probably okay.
Alrighty, main store. What are you looking for?
Gas, drinking water, food.
Paper clips. Oh, and wax? If they have any orange candles.
We need more thread. My pants have a hole again.
We're running low on sugar packets, last I checked.
I used the last one this morning.
Wasn't there something else? We were talking about it earlier. Or somebody was, not me.
That's all the stuff I wanted.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else I need.
We'll figure it out later. For now, let's just get what we need.
Alrighty, you could just touch the plates on these consoles here. That's how we pay.
What will it take?
Oh, it'll tell you before you confirm anything. You negotiate for it. You haggle.
I'm going for it.
Why do we all need to do this?
Don't you all want something?
It's okay, Silver.
I don't think I like this.
You never like anything, Silver.
We'll be all right. Timothy's human. They're just trying to help.
You're right. Here goes.
I don't get it. Nothing happened?
Well, the first time, you have to wait a minute to see who wants to keep you.
Keep us?
Yeah, what do you mean, keep us?
Who wants to be your boss?
What?
We
never said that.
No,
we
wait,
never
I
said
thought
that.
You were helping us.
Sorry, you all. But four sets of new hands might get me my nose back.
Your nose? You rat-faced.
How do we void it? Tell us how to void it.
What? Whoa. When I woke up, I'm somewhere else. Not the first time I've landed somewhere like this, but it never stops feeling weird. There's that sense in the back of my head that this world only goes so far physically. Like, you can walk all the way across it in less than a minute before it comes to an end. I can see the horizon, but I know it's not really there. There's no horizon in pockets like this. You walk far enough toward it, and you'll run into a wall. Silver? Amber? Copper? It's beautiful, at least. A meadow of tiny purple wildflowers, some other colors spotted in between. It's nice. I can tell that it only extends to the tree line around the meadow, no further. And I can sense that someone is nearby. I figure it's probably not a winter. They don't usually deal in flowers. Spring will seem like the most likely option. So I avoid asking questions. I'm guessing you're the boss then. If you can hear me, I'd like to know where my friends are.
Where? All right. I could do this. We use that sigil for a reason. Do I have my, my marker? All right. Rocks off of wet, but I'll try it anyway. Damn it. Sounds like somebody's listening.
Excuse me! I don't want to be... Your statues are very nice. What? Guys? Where?
Timothy. Hold on. We got all the stuff. And the gas tank is full. Your nose doesn't work. That sucks. Maybe I can fix it for you. I've got this wrench after all.
I'm getting that this is the negotiation Timothy was talking about. They said we would haggle our way through this. I hope you'll allow me the time?
It's true that I touched the panel, and I suppose that signifies the beginning of the contract.
I want to propose a magical contest. If you win, I'll drive for you.
I'm not sure exactly what you'd want, but I'm a bit of a poet myself, and I'm glad I get a moment to enjoy your flowers.
Timothy, I have a present for you. I think you'll really like it.
You want those in your employ to be the best of the best, I presume.
I'm glad I ended up in your pocket world, out of all the places I could have ended up.
If I win, you put me back in the truck stop exactly when and where you took me out.
I'd love to work for you. Sure, I might be real bad at driving, and I'm blind in one eye, but I can see out the other one just fine as long as it's not nighttime. Or sunset. Or sunrise.
I'm not just saying that. Oh, it would be a shame for nobody outside this place to hear about how incredible your garden is.
Oh, Timothy! Come out, wherever you are!
Good. Then I'll lay out the rules. This is an ancient human game. My people played for centuries.
I don't really have any experience, because I'm barely old enough to have my license, but how hard could it be?
Oh, I would love to write something about this place.
I'd love to try trucking. Sure, you might fall behind compared to other folk on account of me being so slow and all, but I'm sure that's a small price to pay to have somebody with such a good attitude.
But I can't do that. If I was a trucker, I wouldn't be able to share it as easily.
Good news, Timmy. Nobody wanted to take me, but that's okay. You can still help me get supplies. After all, I hear the winters love bones.
It's called tic-tac-toe.
I'll try to crash as few trucks as I can.
So, I guess the incredible beauty of her meadow will be lost.
A tie? But that's impossible.
What? You don't want to work with me, but why not?
Only if I'm let out and back on the road with my friends could I possibly tell of your domain's magnificence,
We'll compromise. I'll keep driving, but you'll cancel the contract. It's a happy medium.
Well, I guess I understand. Best of luck, then.
That little weasel better have found a good hiding spot. Timothy? Looking for Timothy. Where did you put my friends?
Amber.
Oh, cool. So you guys were just in here the whole time?
Not here, exactly.
But good to see everybody talk their way out of it.
Where did Timothy go?
It don't matter. We can get our supplies someplace else.
We have the supplies there in the car.
What?
Yeah, and I was gonna kick the snot out of that scrunch.
I ain't letting you kick the snot out of anybody, darling.
Besides, they tried to get 4 new drivers and failed at all of them. I'm sure their boss isn't happy about that.
Can we just go, please?
Where's the trash can? Ruined my good marker.
Oh. Glass, check out the taxidermy.
What is that?
A ferret.
If that's a ferret, it's not done really well.
I love what its eye is doing.
It's a weasel. Let's go.
That wasn't there before, was it?
I think I would have noticed if it was there before.
I think mine was a fall.
I thought mine was a summer, but I wasn't rhyming and they didn't seem bothered by it.
Unclaimed, then.
Maybe. They were a big metal statue. I would have thought summer for sure.
I didn't see mine at all. They were a spring, though. Just a shy one, I guess.
You sound pretty certain.
Well, yeah, I mean, wildflower field? I don't know who else it could have been. Plus, I got out through flattery, so...
How'd you flatter them if they didn't show up?
I just talked about the flowers. You should have seen them, though. They really were incredible. I'm trying to write something about them. I almost felt like staying a little longer.
Good thing you got out, then.
We'll need some heavy protection on the car tonight, Copper.
I know.
Humans, though, right?
It's been a long time since we've seen other people.
Sometimes after stuff like that, it's hard to tell if we're being paranoid or if somebody's still watching us. I don't know, though. Maybe it's just me.
Anybody got a song?
Please.
I don't want to think about that place anymore.
You hold me in the bosom
till the storms of life is over. Rock me in the cradle of our love.
Only feet till I want
no more.
Then you'll take me to your blessing long above.
For the Road is a podcast written and produced by Anna McGuire, starring Maurice Thomas as Silver, Pau Panganiban as Glass, Grizz Sibanek as Amber, Tabitha Bardal as Copper, and featuring Vincent Holmes as Timothy and Emily Folger as the announcer. Original music by Joshua David Mitchell. This episode's hymn is Rock Me by Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Sign up for our newsletter at hodgepodgeaudio.com or support our work on patreon.com/findusalive. Thank you for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.